Seth Russell has joined us on Sports Byline. You know that name if you're a college football fan. He was the quarterback at Baylor University. He was a fifth-year senior this past season, and he became Baylor's starting quarterback in 2015. And boy, did over the two seasons that he was a starting quarterback, he put up some tremendous numbers in college football. Seth, let me ask you a little bit. You had injury factors the last two seasons. How does that play on a football player's mind?
You know, it can play positive and it can play negative. You know, in my mind, I use that as a positive. I use that as motivation. One thing that my coach, you know, always told me is we're in the proven business. And, you know, I was doing well in 2015, got injured. And he came up to me and said it again, hey, we're in the proven business, so go out and prove yourself again. And so, you know, I did it again this year, got injured. And now, you know, that he spoke to me again. He said, hey, we're in the proven business, so you got to go out and prove your worth and prove that you're still the player that we know you are.
Is there a different approach? Did you take a different approach with the second injury than you did with the first? Because I've talked to my friends who have been injured, and one of the questions I always ask them is, which is harder to heal, the body or the mind?
Yeah, you know, I'm probably most definitely the mind. You know, the first injury, you know, I was on campus. I was around the team. I was constantly around the team, you know, constantly encouraging those guys. And now, you know, after the season's over with, you know, you're kind of not pushed off to the side, but, you know, you want that next group of guys to come in and step up. And you can, and, you know, I'm not with the team all the time now. You know, I'm on my own back home, you know, training and kind of, you know, not hanging out with the guys like I used to. And so, you know, I'm able to just kind of sit there and think, you know, what if? You know, that's the worst thing you can do as an athlete, as anybody who's been injured, is to think, what if? And, you know, I've been doing that a lot, but I've been praying a lot. My fiance, I've been talking to her a lot. You know, just, you know, I'll sit in my room and just, you know, sometimes I'll just sit there and cry. But, you know, it's, you know, I feel like, you know, crying is good for you. You know, it's good for the body. It allows you to cleanse the negative thoughts out. And then I'll just go back to that saying that my coach always said is, we're in the proven business, and you know, I'll get up and go back to work again the next day.
Do you have to be careful not to overthink something when it comes to an injury?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to take, you know, step by step. It take what the doctors tell you. You got to trust them. You know, they're professions in their medicine. And but you know, you can't rush it. You know, injuries are injuries. I mean, you can overcome them. You know, if your mind is strong enough, you can overcome the injury.
I know that your brother is a doctor as well. Tell me a little bit, did you have conversations with him, and how did he factor into some of the decisions you made about your health?
Absolutely. He was the main factor on who was going to do my surgery the first time, you know, when I hurt my neck. And you know, he did all the research, all the background checks, all the, you know, qualification checks on who was the best doctor to do it. And he found it. I mean, it was in his network, and then I was able to have the surgery and play at a high level still the next year. But he's been the front runner of it all. He's a guy who I have a lot of trust in. I love him to death. I love all my family, and you know, he really stepped up and showed that he was my big brother for sure.
Seth, I had a friend of mine whose brother was a doctor as well, and he got hurt playing football, and his doctor did the same thing that you did. He operated on him, and he said that he told his brother as he was going under, he said, I don't want to hear the word oops.
Yeah, definitely don't want that.
Let me ask you a little bit about Baylor University. I don't know whether you saw the 60-minute sports piece that Armin Katayan did on the university. And, you know, that's a school that has a religious bent to it. And it would be the last school that I would ever think would have the type of drama and the problems it had. As somebody that was in the middle of that as an athlete representing that university, what was your first reaction to it? Because I know you were out of the country down in South America when that thing broke, but what was your reaction to it?
I was struck. I mean, I was surprised. I was speechless. I didn't know what the heck was going on. I thought it was a prank, honestly. You know, just a cruel prank that somebody was playing on us. But and once I got back to the States about 3 days later, you know, everything just started, you know, really, you know, coming, you know, hit me, you know, head on. And just seeing how, you know, a bunch of different scenarios of how the season would play out. You know, if the coaching staff was going to, if they were going to leave, who were they going to bring in? You know, are they going to cancel the football program? Are they going to suspend all of us for, being on the same team as a couple of guys who made some wrong decisions, I didn't know what the heck was going on. And, we were never informed of anything either. And so, we were sitting there in the dark basically the whole season. After the season was over with, I still didn't know what was going on. And I know that's a legal issue, and all that stuff will be resolved hopefully here pretty soon. But it was a roller coaster for sure.
As an observer of such an incident and living through it in a sense, if you look at the bigger picture across the country with collegiate athletics, I mean, Baylor is certainly not the only school that this has happened to. What's your view of how this happens today in collegiate sports? What's happening with society and particularly in sports? Is there too much pressure put on coaches, too much pressure put on athletes to perform that it gets out of whack?
That's a tough question. I think, I'm not going to say it does, but it happens around the country. I mean, if you dig deep enough, everybody's human. I mean, you have some people that, make some wrong, bad decisions in their lifetime. And then they have to live for it, and then the people around them get affected by it too. I think that with the evolution of media, social media, being able to, if you see something on the side of the road, a car wreck, you're able to tweet it out, and then everybody knows about it within a few hours if it's something really major. And so, I think it happens everywhere. It's been happening everywhere. It's just it's able to get out quicker. And to more of an audience, and it's sad. I mean, it's upsetting to be a part of something like that. But I think that's just what's going on with the world today. Some people are bad. The bad people that make bad decisions, and then they affect the people around them.
Art Briles was with me on the show when his book came out. It was just an enjoyable conversation, and I know you thought a lot of him. A lot of people did. He certainly did put the Baylor football program on the map as well. Tell me a little bit about him as a coach. What made him so successful?
He is a guy that he's all about family. He's a family guy. He'll take a bullet for you. That's just who he is. That's somebody that that I love him to death, and for him to go through what he's had to go through this past year, my heart goes out to him. And, I don't know what all went on. I don't think anybody knows, with the report and all that stuff at Baylor. I mean, they still haven't released it. And so until that report gets released, that bad stigma, that bad name to go with the Briles name is always going to be there. And, he was really upset about it all, and I love him. He's a fighter. He's somebody who doesn't take anything for granted. He wants to be the underdog. That's who he is. He wants to be the underdog. He wants to fight. He wants to be backed into a corner and to be able to fight his way out, and I love him for that.
You have been rehabbing very hard, getting yourself ready for the combine coming up in the spring. Where are you in your rehab effort?
Yes, sir. I started doing some drops. Just some basic, three-step drops. Just starting to get a feel of it. I'm starting to feel really good. And my physical therapist says that I'm ahead of schedule. I'm really starting to push myself. I know that the combine is going to be a big time for me since I wasn't able to participate in the Senior Bowl. I'm fighting. I'm fighting for my name, for my family, for my opportunity. And I don't want to shoot myself in the foot, push myself too hard or whatever it may be, but I'm going to push myself to the limit, with whatever it is. And, I'm going to try my hardest. I'm going to do whatever I can to be able to throw at the combine.
We've got about a minute left. I know you and some other Baylor athletes went on a trip to Brazil. You went to schools, churches, and you worked with some of the kids down there. Briefly tell me about that.
Oh, it was a phenomenal experience. Went with the FCA program from Baylor. And we went down there, and we brought sports, and we're able to incorporate Jesus Christ into sports, because down there a lot of Christ isn't really talked about. It's more sex, drugs, stuff like that, and it's normal. It's normal for them down there, but we were able to bring our specific sport ball, and we have five colors on there that represent different things in the Bible, and how Jesus Christ died for us and to cleanse us of our sins so that we may live through him. And we were able to do that, share that with the kids, show them that there's more to life than what they see, just show that, it's not all about what the social, what the society is doing. It's about what's inside, what you're going to do for people, growing up the rest of your life? How are you going to live your life through Christ?
I want to thank you, Seth. I've enjoyed this conversation. You're welcome anytime here at Sports Byline. Get yourself healthy. I want to see you in the National Football League next season.
Absolutely. I'll be there. Thank you very much.
Seth Russell, quarterback at Baylor University, fifth-year senior. And, of course, the last 2 years, it's been difficult with him because of the injuries, but he's coming back. He hurt his neck 2 years ago, and then he had an ankle injury as well, and that's what he's rehabbing from right now. But he expects to be back and ready to go when it comes to the combine. He had 2,500 total yards and 28 touchdowns in 9 games this past season. We continue across the country and around the world on Sports Byline.